From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. If there were ever a movie made called The Lionfish, apparently it could easily star Arnold Schwarzenegger. So finds a new study by Oregon State University. It zeroes in on the lionfish now invading the waters around South Florida and the Caribbean. Kurt Ingemann is a big part of that work, and he's with the Integrative Biology Department at OSU. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm reading that the lionfish really is the Terminator of the ocean world. What have you found out?
We already knew that lionfish voraciously consume native reef fishes here in the Atlantic, but what really surprised us was how efficient they were even as prey became scarce. And this is a different situation from what's caused by native predators. What we see is that native predators tend to concentrate and cause the most mortality when prey populations are really robust and when the hunting's easy. What we found was that even when there were just a few individuals left, that lionfish tended to keep up this high mortality rate, and in some cases to continue to forage until the last basslet were gone.
Now, are they hungry or are they just killing machines?
They are hungry. In fact, they've been found with interstitial fat. Now, this is pretty rare. You often, when you do gut content studies on reef fishes, you find empty stomachs. But in contrast, when you look at lionfish, they are just packed full. It appears that they're not recognized by native prey. And so they can continue to have these, cause these high mortality rates, even when prey become quite rare.
Anyone who has seen one in an aquarium, and I guess that's a bad thing these days, knows how well they can camouflage themselves.
Well, that's right. In the aquarium is the most important thing. And we'll remember that this probably got started by somebody releasing lionfish. They are completely unlike native predators that we see in the Caribbean and the Bahamas where I do my work. They look different. They have these ornate pectoral fins that they use to herd prey into corners before rapidly striking. So they both look differently and they behave differently than native predators. And that might explain partly why we see such high rates of mortality when lionfish are present.
How serious a problem is this for the reefs in this area?
Well, it's a massive problem, and it's been growing for some time. We saw lionfish densities just explode in the early 2000s, and their range is expanding, but also their densities are really high. When you look at a reef, sometimes they're the most abundant fish by numbers and by biomass, and they have these really strong effects, both direct effects where they overconsume prey, they eat prey faster than the prey can reproduce, but they also can have these indirect effects. It's very likely that they outcompete native predators like groupers and snappers, that they outcompete them for food. And we also know that lionfish eat juvenile parrotfish. Now, these are an important grazer of algae. The worst case scenario would be where lionfish are continuing to eat these grazers such that algae is allowed to overgrow corals and we get a complete shift of an ecosystem from a coral-dominated system to an algae-dominated system.
Well, I guess now we're just going to have to get bumper stickers that say, eat more lionfish.
That's right, and that's definitely one of the solutions. And I think I would pair that with a bumper sticker that says, don't release pets into the wild.
Kurt, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.